Welcome to Daily Inspirations. Greetings in Jesus' name. This morning I'm going to share on another subject that has must attached to it. This one most people want to avoid, but God says in His Word it is a must. And we find it in Acts chapter 14. I'm going to be reading a couple verses, 19 through 22. But before I do, I just want to give a little background here before I go into these verses. Paul is preaching at Lystra, and a man is healed, and the people start shouting that the gods have come down unto them, and they want to offer sacrifices to them. And Paul runs in the midst of them and tears his clothes and points them to the true and living God. And so in verse 19, after he's done preaching the gospel, a day later or so, it says, "And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city. And the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel to that city, and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra, and to Iconium and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God." And so he's exhorting them that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. Paul just stood up out of a pile of stones, being stoned, suffering, tribulation. And Paul is exhorting them that we must. He says, we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. Tribulation means afflictions, persecution. Paul was under a pile of stones. And there is a reason that tribulation is a must. It divides the true Christian from the false. God wants to see if we are true. In the parable of the sower, in the second soil condition, we see this illustrated in Mark chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. "And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended." And so we see here that it divides the true from the false. In 1 Peter 4:1, Peter says, "Forasmuch then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps." We look back on Peter's life, we see that when Jesus was telling his disciples that he's going to need to suffer, Peter was always the first one to speak up. Peter is the one that got rebuked. In Matthew chapter 16, Jesus tells Peter, he says, "Get thee behind me, Satan, thou savorest not the things of God." And so Peter was often the one who tried to get Jesus to go away from suffering. When Jesus told his disciples what he needs to go through, when he needs to go to the cross and he needs to die, and Peter was the first one always to speak up. And so they could never grasp this in their minds that he needs to suffer. And many people today do not get it in their minds that it is a must, that we must suffer tribulation to enter into the kingdom of God. And so I find it interesting when you look in the book of Peter, in Peter's writings, he finally grasps that we must suffer. For he wrote much on suffering. He says, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, Paul is sending Timothy to the church at Thessalonians to see whether they're standing fast through their sufferings. And he sent Timotheus, our brother and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith, that no man should be moved by these afflictions. For yourselves know we are appointed thereunto. Notice that. It says, for yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and ye know. And so Paul sent Timothy to find out if they're holding fast through their suffering, through their tribulation. And he says, we are appointed thereunto. And so he sent Timothy to see if they were standing fast. And Paul, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 4, Paul is encouraged because they are enduring persecutions and tribulations. He is encouraged. And in 2 Corinthians 7, 4, Paul says he is exceeding joyful in all his tribulations. You know, he was stoned. He was beaten with rods 3 different times. He received 39 stripes. And he says he's exceeding joyful. How can he say that? Because he understands the will of God, that it is a must. If we are going to follow the example Christ left for us, it is a must. John 16:33, Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus suffered tribulation, and he stood fast. The grace of God was available for him to stand fast. And if we follow in his footsteps, the grace of God is available for us to suffer tribulation. And Romans chapter 8, verse 35 says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In 2 Timothy 3:10-12, Paul is writing this to Timothy. He's telling them that you know my life. We just read a little bit of Paul's life, how he was stoned. He was beaten, and beaten with stripes 3 times, 39 times each time. And Paul is exhorting Timothy, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord deliver me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Notice, he says, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. He says shall. He doesn't say they might, they could, or maybe, but they shall. And notice that this is the mark of a godly man. A godly man will suffer persecution. It says all that live godly. And that word godly means God-likeness. So what are the marks of a godly man or woman? It is that they are suffering tribulation. They are following the example that Jesus left. If we, in Timothy also says, if we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him. If we want to reign with him, it is a must for us to suffer tribulation. Matthew 5:10 says, blessed are they which suffer for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. And so he says, blessed, happy are you, great is your reward in heaven. And so do we see that it is a must? In Revelations chapter 1, verse 9, this is the Apostle John writing. He says, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. And so John says that tribulation is his companion. Do we look at that tribulation needs to be our companion? Can I say joyfully that tribulation is my companion? John understood that it was a must, and he called tribulation his companion. He says, and companion in tribulation. What brings on persecution? Well, if we look through the book of Acts, I'd encourage you to do a little book study on the book of Acts and see what brings on persecution. Look what happens every time they speak, they spake, they teach, they taught. Look after what these words, what followed these words, speak, spake, teach, taught. It always brought persecution. And so why are people not facing tribulations today? It's because they are ashamed to speak for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Notice Revelations 1:9 I just read. John says, it came for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Tribulation comes when you are willing to testify of the Lord Jesus Christ and of the Word of God. And I can testify to you today that that is true. That if I am willing to testify, to speak, to open up my mouth and teach the Word of God for the testimony of Jesus Christ, it always brings a backlash. It brings tribulation. And I could share stories of things that have happened. I've had food thrown in my face. We've been spit on, cursed at. You know, these things happen if you are willing to speak and teach and the Word of God. Remember, the Bible says it is a must. We must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of heaven. And so I encourage you today to embrace this must, because God says it is a must. And if we are ashamed to speak God's word and be a testimony for Jesus Christ in this life, Jesus says if we are ashamed of his word, he will also be ashamed to confess us before our Heavenly Father and his angels. And so have you ever wondered why he said his angels? The Bible says that the angels are going to be the reapers in the last day. And so the reapers, the angels, on the last day are going to come and gather us up and take us into the presence of the glorious, the presence of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus, before they come, is going to also confess our names before the angels so they know who to get. And so I would encourage you to embrace this must, that you must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of heaven. Remember, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I do pray for everyone who listens who would take this word to heart and, Lord, to embrace afflictions, to embrace persecutions, and not be ashamed of your word. And, Lord, realize that it is a must. You say it's a must. It's a necessity in the Christian's life. And, Lord, we pray that you help us to remain true as we follow your word. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.